Well now, it's autumn, and we were going to be having our autumn series of Christianity this year, Christianity and different aspects of our society. So, had all things gone to plan today, I would have been talking to you about the connection between the Lord's greatest commandments and the snail who crawled into a ginger beer bottle. That being Christianity and the law. We would have had Christianity and sport, Christianity and politics, Christianity and economics, but speakers can't come, so we have a lovely little series on the book of Ruth. Today, as we read chapter 1, I want to think about decisions. I wonder what decisions you've made today. I'm sure we all have made decisions about what to wear or what to have for breakfast. Not very weighty decisions, perhaps, because it's a Sunday morning and, well, that can wait for another day. But decisions, that's what we're going to think about. And as we do that, I want us to travel back in time. We do that, of course, every time we meet, in a sense, but this time we won't stop at the first century AD when Jesus was around, but we'll keep on going back. Go back a long way, past Solomon and David and Saul, those first three kings of Israel, and enter the time when the judges ruled in the land of Israel. The God of Israel, you remember, had brought his people out of slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moses. God had been faithful to the promises he made to Abraham centuries before, and he'd established them in what had been the land of Canaan. And they were more or less living under his rule and in accordance with his ways. Often rather less than more, it has to be said. But they were his people, they were chosen by him, they were saved by him from slavery, they had a way of life given by him through Moses, and they were living in a land, a good land, that he had given them. What could be better than that? Safe in God's hands. One family chose to leave. They were an ordinary family, nothing special about them that we know. And how that came about was like this. Here's the thing about ordinary people living ordinary lives. Ordinary people like us, like Elimelech and his wife Naomi, have to make decisions. Those decisions sometimes have to be made in bad times, when there's a famine, say, or in good times, when all seems to be going well. Sometimes decisions don't matter very much. It doesn't matter what colour socks I put on this morning. But some decisions matter a lot. Now, for the things that matter, we make good decisions if we're prepared, if we're in the right mindset, if we start from the right point. How often, I wonder, do people make wrong decisions because they have the wrong background assumptions or start from the wrong place? There was a famine, and life got tough in Israel, so this family left. Even in God's land, things were not always good. The time when the judges ruled was a time of chaos and confusion and invasions, and now famine. So it was maybe a good thing to leave their people, was it? Was it a good thing to leave the land that God had promised his people? Was it a good thing to leave the place where he had said, I will provide for you? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it was a very human thing to do. But I guess we can see that they were not trusting in God to turn it around, and their difficulties overwhelmed them. That's very understandable. But in deciding what to do, we must start with the right mindset. As the famine came, were they thankful for what God had provided? A land, a people, a way of life which God had devised for them and taught them. A land in which God had repeatedly raised up leaders, judges like Gideon, Deborah and Samson, like Ehud and Jephthah, people who had saved them from their enemies. There was a famine, but there was a lot to be thankful for, and yet they decided to leave. I wonder if they recognised what God had done for them and was doing for them, even amidst the famine. I wonder if they were thankful for it. It's a pertinent question, isn't it, as we go through our pandemic and all the difficulties and strains and anxieties that brings? Do we recognise what God has already done for us? Are we thankful for all his gifts poured out upon us? Are we thankful that he is merciful to us and loves us? When we come to make decisions, thankfulness to God for what he has already done is the right starting point. In times of difficulty, God is still God. His past mercies, present help, and future goodness are all assured. So in our church prayer meetings, monthly, next one on 2nd of November, 7 p.m. here, we always start with prayers of thanks. Whatever the difficulties we face, we start with thanks to God for the good things and for his loving care. We decide to be thankful. Being thankful to God can be a life-changing decision. But they left, and for a while life was okay. The family was a father, a mother whose name was Naomi, and two sons, and the sons got married. The names of the women they married were Orpah and Ruth, and they were not Jewish. They were from Moab, the foreign land they had moved to. Their God was not Yahweh, but probably Chemosh, a false god, an idol. That's what they did, and it looked like the move had turned out well. Life was good, the boys got married, there was food on the table. But then things started to go badly wrong. I don't know if it's one of those situations where you say that bad things happen to good people, but you can certainly say that bad things happen to ordinary people. Bad things sometimes do happen to ordinary people. We all know this. What happened to them? The father died and then the two sons died. Can you imagine? And apart from the sadness, unbearable sadness for Naomi as her husband and sons died, apart from that, Mum Naomi now has a big problem, because here she is in a foreign land with two daughters-in-law and no man in the house, and that mattered a lot back then. It was Naomi in her terrible situation. Then she heard what was happening in Israel. The period of famine was over. There was enough to eat. The Lord had come to the aid of his people. And so it was time for another big decision, a decision not just for Naomi, but for her daughters-in-law too. Should they stay or should they go? Now, as I say those words, I really want to know who has a tune coming into their heads. Should I stay or should I go? The Clash, 1981, I think it was. Naomi decided to go back home to Israel. And for her, that makes sense. Going home to the place where she still knows people. Going to where her God is worshipped and his ways were known. And although it was her home, it was not the home of her daughters-in-law. It was not the home of their ancestral gods. Their home was Moab, a foreign land. Their gods were idols. So here's the question, what would they do? Naomi gets how difficult this is going to be for her daughters-in-law. Why on earth would they want to go to Israel? Wouldn't they have a better chance in life in Moab, their home country? Isn't that where they would find another husband, another family? Now, what sort of decisions do we have to make? Big ones like this. Not socks, not Sunday morning breakfasts. Life decisions. Jobs and houses and careers and marriages, all those big ones, all visible to the world around us, but also personal decisions too. Who am I going to have as my close friends? Whose advice am I going to listen to? How am I going to live my life? How much will I follow the ways of the world? These are life decisions too, because they affect our lives. Being thankful to God is a life decision. And now our passage throws up another. Should I stay or should I go? How do we choose? when we make these big decisions? What factors do we put into the pot? Our scripture doesn't give us a detailed answer. It never tells us what is the right job for us or the right set of friends, what it's okay to do with our time. But it gives us a principle, something that can sit in the background of our lives. We might not even know it's there. So I don't consciously think I will not kill people, but it's there as a principle. Or lying is wrong, or loyalty is basically a good thing. You'll have some of your own principles, things that guide your decisions and life, mostly even without thinking about it. Now, one of the daughters-in-law chose to stay in Moab, and one of them chose to go with Naomi. Ruth chose to go with Naomi. And here's what she said. Here is how she made her choice. It's a sort of statement of principle that's going to guide every decision she makes. She says, "Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." So how did Ruth decide? What's in that principle? What's her way of thinking? I think it's this. The right thing to do is to be with God, the true God, and to be with the people of the true God. It's the right thing to do because God is God, and I want to be with him. It's the right principle because God knows best. It's the right principle because God is always loving, always has our best interests at heart, brings good out of every situation. And it's right because it is the community of the people of God who will hold me accountable and who will share the love of God and hold me close. Ruth said it out loud at this point in our story, but we can see it too as we go through the rest of the book, that it became her background principle, both the decision, "I will go with you," and the thinking behind it. She decided to be with God and to be with his people. So we have this contrast. Naomi and her family had decided to leave the land that God had given them. They fled disaster and walked into more disaster. They might teach us to be thankful for what God gives us, even in adversity, to remember that he is with us, even at a time when everyone seems to do as they see fit. That was how life was under the judges. God is in control, and he loves us and provides for us. We can be thankful. Ruth makes the opposite decision. She is walking into uncertainty, but she joins with God and with the people of God. Must have been an incredibly difficult decision, but it was a decision of principle. And as we shall see, her choice eventually led to her becoming the great, 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 great something, lots more greats, grandmother of Jesus Christ. We all want to make good decisions, and we can. When those life decisions come down the track, here, I think, are principles that will help us to make right choices. Be thankful to God for his love and care for us, for it never ceases, even in times that seem bad. Stick with God. He will come through for us. The famine will end. Join with the family of God. Share the burdens and share the blessings of life under God with his family.